The director jumps out of his chair and strides over to Ronnie Sunshine, clasping her arms as he gives her an extravagantly European air kiss, his lips pursing on either side of her perfectly made-up face as he kisses her once, twice, three times. "Darling, you look more beautiful than ever." Andres Marco's Eastern European accent now has an American twang picked up in Hollywood over the last 10 years. He steps back, admiring her short, tight skirt and beautifully fitted red jacket with large shoulder pads. Her hair is immaculately flicked, the black eyeliner on her striking green eyes slanting up ever so slightly at the corners, her lips full, glistening with red lip gloss and pouty, a small smile playing on them as her face fills with a flush of pleasure at the compliment. "Darling, it's good to see you." Once upon a time, he had a crush on her. She knew this, used it to her advantage, even though nothing had ever happened, for she was so young, barely out of her teens. He couldn't have taken advantage of her in that way. Instead, he was sweet to her, took her under his wing. If anyone dared to flirt with her, or try to take advantage, he was the first to jump in and set them straight. "It's better to see you," he smiles. "You have grown into your beauty." "Thank you, Pappy." The people who loved Andras called him Pappy. Ronnie made sure she called him that from the beginning. It made him feel loved, helped him take even better care of her. Her voice is still the throaty purr that she developed for her first film role at 18, a voice that has subsequently become her trademark. That first film role, as Michael Caine's fifth love interest, led to a series of B-movie roles, which led to her moving to Hollywood 2 years later. Andras Marco directed the first movie she made after landing in her little studio bungalow in Silver Lake. He was relatively new to the game back then, but over the years produced a number of huge hits. Now, he is a hot Hollywood director with a penchant for dark, exotic actresses in their 20s. "It's been a long time," says Andras, admiring her from head to toe. "What is it, 10 years, 12, since we made that movie?" Ronnie tips her head back with a peal of laughter. "No, darling, it's only been 6 or 7 years. Time in Hollywood just feels longer." She has to say that. She is 30 now, but her resume says 26. Andras would know she's not 26, knew her age when they made that movie together all those years ago, but he is willing to play the game they both know they're expected to play. "And you're married now, with babies. I can't believe how things change in such a short time." There is a quick flicker of discontent in Ronnie's eyes. It's not that she doesn't like being married, doesn't appreciate her children, but this role is not the role of a young mother, but an ingenue. Reminding Andras of her role outside of the movie set is not something she wants to do.